when I'm home, I look at my mother and father. I say, how did y'all do it? How did Louis Jordan do it? How did Nat King Cole do it? How did Dinah Washington do it? And you look at the contribution that African people have made to the world in music. It's mind-boggling. You know, with my wife, we spent 10 days at Mississippi Delta. Now, I've written 40 blues. I thought I knew the blues. But I didn't know the blues until I went to Mississippi. And I saw the slave shacks. I physically saw a cotton field. You can see a cotton field in a movie. But when you see a cotton field, which is almost two football fields almost, and you realize that our ancestors had to pick cotton and give a quota. And they came back with that cotton. If they didn't give that certain quota, then that quota would be raised. And what they had to go through to produce a Randy Weston, man, that is something that I will always be amazed and grateful and respectful. And this is what I try to tell people about this music. It's not notes and chords and sounds and arrangements. That's just one part. But the real music is how our ancestors were able to create this beauty at time of pain. How they did it. How Louis Armstrong did it, you know. All those guys, you know, how they did it. They had to be in the back of the bus, and they couldn't go here, they couldn't go there. And it created all this beauty, the black church, the blues, the jazz, the bossa nova, the samba, the reggae, the hip-hop, you name it, you know. But it's Africa's contribution, you know. Africa is a spiritual center, a center of gravity of our mothers and fathers and our grandparents all the way back when we were just one human race, you see. So that's something that I'll always be excited about, Willard, and I'll always be humble and grateful that I've been given a gift to be able to, like a relay race. And Mr. Ellington, he passed the baton to me. Mr. Gillespie, he passed it on to me. So wherever I go, I have to honor these people. But not enough is known about what they had to go through to produce this music, about the conditions were at that particular time. We don't have that problem today. We can go anywhere we want to go. Yeah. But those people, man, God bless them. And I met most of them, you know. Man, I shook Louis Armstrong's hand in Oklahoma City. I'll never forget that handshake. I shook Paul Robeson's hand in a ballroom in New York City. I shook Paul's hand, you know. I looked at Duke Ellington like this, sitting right in front of him, you know. I played opposite Billie Holiday. Just shook her hand, you know. That's me, man. What can I tell you? It's something that's extraordinary.